The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we talk about the life and legacy of the blessed children of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, as the name of the program says. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about the blessed sons of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, there is so much to learn from this program. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadri. Dawat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention that I will present for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end, you remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end collectively. Let's talk about the blessed son of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Qasim radiyallahu ta'ala an. He radiyallahu ta'ala an was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the blessed kunya of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Abu al-Qasim is after his name. According to the most authentic opinion, he is the eldest of his siblings. He was the first amongst all blessed children, radiyallahu ta'ala, and whom to pass away. Islamic scholars have different opinions about how long he lived. Allama Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, he, radiyallahu ta'ala, and passed away before the declaration of the prophethood. But according to some narrations of Musnad Faryabi, he, radiyallahu ta'ala, and passed away after the advent of Islam. Wallahu a'lamu bis-sawab. Allah knows best what is correct. Respected viewers, it is stated in Ibn Majah when Sayyidina Qasim radiyallahu ta'ala and passed away, his mother Sayyidatuna Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala and her humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the milk of Qasim has come. I wish Allah Almighty had kept him alive until the end of the feeding period, i.e. 2 years. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, his breastfeeding will be completed in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha responded, O Messenger of Allah, if I had known, this matter would have been easier for me. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, I can pray to Allah and you will hear his voice. Allahu Akbar kabira. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, instead I testify Allah and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Look at the ikhtiyar of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. Look at the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He said that if I pray to Allah, then you'll be able to hear the voice of your son from Jannah. This is the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is the ikhtiyar Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim possesses. This is the power of his dua when he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the yaqeen he had, when I will pray that you'll be able to hear the voice. Look at the Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala and has response. Allama Suhaili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha's wisdom was outstanding. She did not like to see this matter because she did not want to lose the reward for Iman bil Ghaib, believing without seeing Allah. She did not want to lose this reward. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Brother Sharon, faith is the root of all virtues. Allah Almighty has praised those who believe without seeing Iman, but Iman bil Ghaib. This is the khususiyat, this is the speciality, this is the quality of believers which has been mentioned, that they bring faith upon ghaib. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Guidance for those who fear Allah, those who believe in the unseen. Of Ahmad Yarhan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the truthfulness of faith is to have trust in Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By seeing or listening to something, everyone can believe in it. But if a person believes in the thing that is hidden from him and is beyond his intellect, only because the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said it, it shows that he is obedient, meaning he is believing upon the khabar, upon the news given by Rasulullah, the news of unseen given by Rasulullah. He has iman on that, he has got yaqeen on that, that this is what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said is haq, is truth. This is the next level of iman, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And this is ita'at, this is obedience. After seeing the angels of death at the time of death, and similarly, seeing the sun rising from the west near judgment day, if someone embraces faith, it is not accepted at all, because it shows that he does not believe in the news given by the prophets, but rather he trusts his eyes, and therefore he does not believe in them by listening to them, but rather by seeing them. As a matter of fact, the essence of faith is to have more trust in the news given by beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam than your own senses, meaning eyes, ears, intellect, etc. If you see that, it is daytime at the moment, but the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that it is night time, so our eyes are liars. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truthful, because our eyes may make mistakes thousands of times, but his saying is never wrong, never wrong, never wrong. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respective viewers, let's talk about Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an is the youngest among all the children of Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He radiyallahu ta'ala an passed away in Makkatul Mukarrama in his blessed childhood. According to the authentic opinion, Tayyib and Tahir are his titles. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's talk about Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala an is the youngest son of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiyallahu ta'ala an was born in the place of Aliya near Madinah Munawwara in Dhul-Hijjah 8th Hijri. His place of birth is called Mashraba-e-Ummi Ibrahim. Mashraba means Garden Ummi Ibrahim, Sayyidatuna Maria radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It was a garden near Hira Sharqiyya in Madinah Munawwara. It was first called Hiruz. Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born here, and therefore it stated to be called Mashraba Ummi Ibrahim. A masjid named Masjid Mashraba Ummi Ibrahim was also located there. It is proved that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offered salah here. Nowadays, this sacred garden has become a graveyard, and it has been enclosed, and the devotees of the Prophet are not allowed to enter in it. In the middle of the graveyard, there is a small ancient masjid, and in its compound, there is a well in a very poor condition. According to a historian, Whenever he succeeded in entering this masjid, he found burial tools. Outside the current boundary walls, an old-style masjid without any roof had been built. Whereas, according to one researcher, it has no historical importance. The original second masjid is located inside Mashwara, i.e. blessed garden. Respected viewers, let's talk about the mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Sayyidatuna Nariya Tibtiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is Ummi Walad of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Naqouqas, the king of Egypt and Alexandria, presented her as a gift to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She was a handmaid. Despite this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would keep her veiled. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam got a home built for her in the place of Aliyah. She passed away in the 15th or in the 16th Hijri. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala led her funeral salah, buried her in Jannatul Baqi. It is stated in a long hadith, undoubtedly, Jibra'il alayhi salam gave me good news that a son of mine will be born to Maria. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, he will resemble me the most amongst the creation. Jibra'il alayhi salam also told me that I should name him Ibrahim, and Jibra'il alayhi salam addressed me saying, Abu Ibrahim. Respected viewers of Qadr Mission, from this we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been granted the knowledge of ghaib, the knowledge of unseen, that whether a son would be born or a daughter would be born, right? And what would happen next day, this knowledge was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now someone can come up and say this argument that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam was informed by Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin. So reply to this argument is that this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, his knowledge of unseen which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the granted ability given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he knows the knowledge of ghaib. Whether it was given by Sayyidina Jibreel Amin or Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was called to Arsh and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was given directly this knowledge of unseen. It is upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever way he wants to grant this ability, this knowledge of unseen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect you, Mr. Michel, when Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala was born, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said salam in the following words, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Ibrahim. Oh, the respected father of Ibrahim, salam be upon you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, last night my son was born. I have named him after my father Ibrahim. Zubair bin Bakr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated, on the seventh day of the birth, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed aqiqah of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu and slaughtered two rams. He got his son's head shaved on the same day, gave silver equal to the weight of the blessed hair in charity to poor people, and got the blessed hair buried. On the same day, he was named. Allama Qustalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had named Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala on the very first day. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it on the seventh day. So this is how we should follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If any child is born, so this is the procedure. These are the days when we should name and we should do aqiqah, and how everything is performed, you heard. May Allah give us tawfiq that we follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in every possible matter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin. Ameen. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of believers, says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala unto me and said, look how closely he resembles me. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam further said, don't you see his fair complexions and plump body? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam handed over Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu anhu to Sayyidatuna Ummi Saif. رضي الله عنها, so that she could feed him. The husband of Umm Saif radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Abu Saif radiallahu anhu, was a blacksmith. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, I have never seen anyone more merciful to his family than the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala and was on the outskirts of Medina for feeding. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there to meet him. We would also accompany him. The foster father of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu was a blacksmith. He would ignite the forge for his work, due to which the house used to be filled with smoke. Despite this, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit there, take Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu on his lap and kiss him. It is stated in Bukhari Sharif that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also smell him. Subhanallah. This was the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had for his son. Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala passed away on 11th Rabiul Awwal, 10th Hijri, on Monday. He remained alive for 17 or 18 months. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala and forgive us for his sake. Respect to Yusuf Khalil Sharon, that's all for today. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake of the beloved children of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.